Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Oh, he didn't shag a dog, would he?
He did.
He didn't.
I'm telling you, he did, Patrick.
Where exactly did you hear that he shagged a dog?
Referees are weird, Patrick.
I didn't say they weren't weird. I'm saying they don't shag dogs. No one shags dogs.
Do you have the third member of your party?
Aye, we do. Could you leave a ball out for him?
Not yet. He's getting ready, changing into something pretty.
See, look at that. It says right there he shagged a dog.
Sorry. Well, just let me know when they arrive and I'll seat you.
Patrick.
Yeah, I know, Woody. I see it. It's a Leeds fan forum. It doesn't prove anything.
No smoke without fire.
Okay, behave. You'll feel terrible if it turns out he had some sort of family tragedy.
Would I?
Well, no, I suppose you wouldn't.
Do referees have families? I thought they just grew out of the ground, fully formed, balding.
Look, it didn't happen, and even if it did, it would never be proven. A dog can't defend itself in court.
Rough justice.
Are you okay?
Hey, I just think he's a dog fucker. Looks like one.
Oh, you know what one looks like.
My uncle owns a kennel.
It's like you presenting an award to an under-10 side and Twitter deciding you're a nonce.
An award for Ashwood under-10s. Good luck. Shite, every last one. Where is Dan? I'm starving here, wasting away. Look at me. I need my pedigree chum.
Yeah, well, don't hold your breath. Have you seen the portion sizes here?
Oh, you've been here.
Yeah, with Jess once and her husband.
Her husband? God, what's he like?
Adam the accountant.
Goodness me, I'm weak at the knees. What are you having dinner with them for?
Yeah, God, no idea. Not something I plan on doing again.
Why?
They're hard work. They're like Ike and Tina. But she's Ike.
Christ.
Yeah, the food was good.
Hey, I may be overpaid, but I don't do this London restaurant fusion shite.
It's Indian food. How can you not like Indian food? You call yourself British.
I like Indian food after 10 pints. I like Dan Watson after 10 pints. No, I don't call myself British.
Jesus Christ, I didn't know Hugo Lloris was joining us.
God, look at that over there.
Where?
At the back by the window, it's FIFA.
FIFA?
Yeah, some FIFA delegates. Shit, I should have brought my suicide vest.
Trust Dan to pick the same restaurant FIFA dining. God, I'm dying of starvation here.
Oh, here we go. Saved by the bell end.
Hiya, fellas. Apologies, hit a bit of London traffic.
I was hoping the London traffic would hit you, but in a different kind of way.
What are you wearing?
What?
That? What is that?
It's a waistcoat.
You can't wear a waistcoat.
Why not?
Because that's Southgate's thing.
It's not Southgate's thing. I happen to wear waistcoats too.
You can wear it all you like. It's not going to make you a better manager.
Whatever. Is Roy here yet?
It's not a magic waistcoat, Dan.
Roy?
Dan Watson in his amazing Technicolor waistcoat.
Yeah, Roy said he was going to dine with us tonight.
We're playing Palace tomorrow and he wants to have dinner with us.
Yeah, although I didn't know we'd be joined by your evil Scottish twin, Patrick.
Okay, now, I know Roy better than you.
I don't think so. He gave me my first cap.
He didn't give you your first cap. He gave you your only cap.
You played for England?
Oh, come off it.
I'm serious.
Yes, I played for England.
Against who?
Oof, can't remember now.
You can't remember?
We won. I remember that.
Moldova.
Moldova? Is that a place?
Look, a cap is a cap.
It's a crap cap. A crap cap is a crap cap.
Jesus, a bit of a tongue twister, that.
Aye, it is. A crap cap is a crap cap is a crap cap.
Are we ready to be seated over here?
Absolutely. We're expecting one more, but I changed the reservation for four people.
Okay, let me have a look.
It's Roy Hodgson. He's going to be joining us, former England manager Roy Hodgson.
Oh, God, you're unbearable.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a 5-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. On the eve of their game with Crystal Palace, Patrick, Woody and Dan have left the team hotel in West London and met for dinner.
Is this okay?
I can get you some drinks for now.
I'll have a beer.
Beer as well, please.
I will have the... Do you think Roy would like to share a bottle of wine?
What, with you? No.
Ooh, I'm not sure.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What flavours of wine do you have?
Flavours?
Aye, flavours. Red, white...
Do you know what? Do you know what? Just a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc. Yeah, Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, I saw your thing on the Grazia website.
Oh, that's... Yeah, that was very flattering, that article.
I'll just get those drinks for you.
I don't care.
What?
Well, you're about to tell me about whatever that article in Grazia is, and I'm just letting you know now, I don't care.
I was actually just going to say, have you seen the table?
FIFA, yeah, I saw.
No, there, in the middle. Unai Emery, Manuel Pellegrini.
Didn't they play today?
Yeah.
Don't tell me, I don't know the scores, I'm saving it for match of the day.
Do me a favour, Dan, trot on over there and ask for some tips on management.
Firstly, we're above both of them in the league, and secondly, you know, usually I would I'd join them.
Sorry?
Given this scenario, usually... I would, you know, go over, have a word and I'd join them.
You think you deserve to be at a table with Unai Emery and Manuel Pellegrini?
Yeah. I'm a Premier League manager, Patrick. That's a table with Premier League managers on it.
They've won trophies.
I've won a trophy.
What trophy have you won?
The League Cup.
As a player?
Yeah, and?
And that's not winning a trophy as a manager.
Who the fuck did you win the League Cup with?
Swansea in 2013. Aren't you supposed to be a football expert?
I thought you played for that little yellow football club, the parrot people.
The parrot, the canaries?
Ah, yeah, the mustard man.
Norwich.
Aye, that one.
I did, yeah, but...
Where are you?
Towards the end of my...
Let me have you!
I finished my career at Swansea with silverware. Thanks very much. It's an interesting menu, isn't it?
God, I'm starving. You know, if I was stuck on a desert island with Dan Watson and a packet of Watsits, I'd eat Dan Watson and talk to the Watsits.
Yeah, well, I know what I want.
We can't order yet.
Excuse me.
We can't order until Roy gets here.
Did you not hear my desert island scenario?
He's an icon of English football. We're not being rude to him.
I don't care.
We work in English football. You should care.
No, you work in English football. I work in spite of English football.
We're not eating until he gets here.
How about order this lamb vindaloo spring roll? Hey, you love that, don't you? We all love vindaloo. That's an icon of English football. It's coming home and
We're
all that.
We're not eating.
Hey, I'm not going to eat it. I'm just going to shove it up your ass like a spicy deep-fried dildo.
Can you please?
How's that for Indian fusion?
Woody, I'm asking you a favour here. Let's just have a nice dinner with Roy Hodgson, okay?
All right, fine. Starvation it is.
You know, it's funny, the article was actually... Look, I'm just trying to start a conversation that isn't about football or crispy sex toys.
That didn't speak to this.
The article was one of those snog, marry, avoid things, but for Premier League managers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was the snog.
Who was the marry?
Pep.
Ah, yeah, of course.
Who would yours be, Patrick?
Probably... Snog Pochettino.
New haircut.
Yeah, marry Pep.
Obviously.
And... Avoid Mourinho.
Good choice.
Yours?
Oh, I'd snog wee David Wagner.
Wagner, really?
I think he's cute. I just want to put him in my pocket.
Right.
Marry Pep.
Yeah.
And I'd fucking avoid you.
Oh, God damn it. Can I change my avoid now, please?
There's Roy. Oh, he can't. He can't see us.
Well, he is getting on a bit.
Roy.
God, what are you doing?
Roy, where's he going? Gaffer.
Right, don't ever shout that again.
Used to be my gaffer, Woody.
Yeah, for one fucking game against
Moldova.
Whatever.
Roy? Oh, he's going to sit at their table.
Yeah, well, he is a Premier League manager.
I'm a Premier League manager.
God, will you sit down?
Do you know what? He's probably just checking in with them, being polite.
Does this mean I can order?
No, because he'll be over any second. Shall I go over there? I should probably go over there.
What, and say what? Hi, sorry, Manuel. Sorry, Unai, but you've stolen my date for the evening.
Do you think it's weird if I go over?
God, just calm down, Dan.
What are you doing?
Is he...
Is he ordering a bottle of wine?
Well, at least someone's ordering.
I've ordered the wine already. Roy!
God, if you shout his name one more time, I'm going to order this tikka pate and shove it down your neck until I get Dan Watson foie gras.
But we made arrangements to have dinner. I don't understand.
Yeah, hey, we made arrangements to hire Marco Silva and the same thing happened to us.
I mean, Roy's not like that, though, is he? He's not, you know, he's not rude.
Not letting me eat this thing here. The kid goat, a wee Lionel Messi. That's rude.
I should go over. Do you know what? I feel stupid now in this bloody waistcoat.
Can you eat first, please? Excuse me. Yeah, we'd like to order.
Okay, what can I get for you?
I'll have the mackerel and the pakoras.
I'll have this thing here with a side of that stuff.
Excellent choices.
I'm not hungry.
He'll have the lamb vindaloo spring rolls, nice and crispy.
Mm-hmm.
God, have you seen that one?
What?
Facebook.
What is it?
Deborah's dad has taken a turn for the worse.
Oh, that's awful, is it? Mm.
That is a bit odd, though, isn't it?
But what is?
Roy just wandering over there and sitting at their table.
Nope.
Well, am I the odd one then? I arranged dinner with one of my peers. Is that odd? Am I odd?
Damn, face it, you don't fit in. You're a man with a fork and a world of soup.
What does that even mean?
You work it out.
Manuel's laughing now, I bet.
Yeah, he won't be in a month or two when he faces the Brady Bunch, believe me.
If I did go over, I'd have to pull up my own chair. That has difficulties in itself.
Oh, God, as much as I'd like you to leave us in peace, I'm giving you advice here, Daniel. Try not to humiliate yourself.
How is it humiliating if I join them? I've got a text right here from Roy, look.
Hi, Roy. We'll be at the restaurant at 7. See you there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's Roy's reply, look.
Okay, Dan, no probs.
No probs?
Yeah, no probs.
Roy Hodgson wrote no probs.
What's wrong with no probs?
Here are your drinks. Sorry for the delay on those.
No probs.
And here are your vindaloo spring rolls.
Thank you.
They look nice then, Daniel. Open wide now.
Your mains will be along shortly.
Why wouldn't you say, hey, Manuel and Unai would like to join us, Dan?
Oh, God, will you please get over this? Why don't you go back to talking about yourself? You enjoy that.
Yeah, how many goals did you get in your career, Mr. Carling Cup winner?
Oh, God, these are spicy. Two goals, Woody. Two goals, mate. One was at Anfield, last minute of the game. What's Manuel laughing at over there? Look at him. What can he possibly be laughing at?
Hey, Dan, you remind me of that movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, aye, two goals, one cup.
Woody, I'm eating here.
That means you've seen it.
I'm aware of it.
Pervert.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do
not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
You know what, actually? I was just thinking, this is actually more embarrassing for Roy more than anything.
Why is that?
Because Unai and Manuel speak Spanish, and it's like Roy's turned up and interrupted.
Roy speaks Spanish?
For God's sake.
It's like a dream dinner party, is it, Dan?
What?
Manuel, Unai and Roy.
Is it my dream dinner party? No, obviously not.
Well, what is?
Well, I can tell you my nightmare dinner party.
Oh, aye?
It's this, plus Jess, and maybe Paolo Di Canio.
Dream dinner party, Patrick?
I prefer just to eat alone.
Mine would be...
Okay, no, I know mine now.
Rude.
Probably Sir Bob.
Geldof?
No, Robson.
Fine.
Wait, how many am I allowed?
You and five others.
Right, well, Sir Bob, Gandhi, Mandela, my wife... And probably the Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama?
Yeah.
I'd rather eat with an actual llama.
God, that list was awful, Dan.
How so?
Gandhi, Mandela, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ is a good show. I'd invite him and I'd order a jug of tap water.
Well, you don't even like wine.
No, but for my guests.
Which are?
Sir Alex.
Yeah, fair enough.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And three Kirsty Gallaghers.
Yep.
No, you can't do that.
Well, why not?
Well, he's already got six because of Jesus.
All right, fine. Two Kirsty Gallaghers.
No, there aren't two Kirsty Gallaghers. There's only one Kirsty Gallagher.
Fine, Kirsty Gallagher and Dan's wife.
Yep.
No, you can't do that either.
Why?
Because she's at dinner with me, Sir Bob, Nelson Mandela, Gandhi and, what was my last one?
A llama.
All right, fine, I'd have Rafa Benitez.
Why?
He could wait at the table, bring us some tapas.
God, you know, I'm glad Roy didn't join us now.
Remember our first dinner together, Dan?
Yeah, you seemed like a normal human being back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, that's because I'd sent him to hire you.
I charmed you. I talked you into bed, son.
You didn't talk me into anything.
Yeah, you're right, you were desperate.
Desperate, Dan.
Desperate?
Aye, you were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met
No, no, I was fourth with Birmingham City, Woody.
Same fucking thing.
Yeah, you seemed like a decent guy back then.
That's what I was saying.
No, not Woody, you. Woody has always been... Well, you can say it.
I'd rather we didn't say it in public. And what do you mean, I seem like a nice guy, Patrick? I'm having dinner with Gandhi. You're sat on your own.
You didn't let on that you would hold us ransom every transfer window.
That is what I have to do. Survival of the fittest.
Wrong. Survival of the shittest. Our longest-serving managers are always the ones with low expectations.
Well, I like to think that my ambitions bring something to this club. And I think you knew that even then on that first meeting.
You didn't seem like you were going to badmouth the club at every single media appearance either.
I don't do that.
Name one nice thing you've said about us and Ashwood.
See?
No. Wait, I'm still thinking.
Face it, Dan, just like the rest of us, you're a...
Okay, I've got the mackerel and pakoras here, and the kid goat with haggis bargees.
Haggis bargees? Didn't you used to play for Coventry?
India fuses Scotland, the two pillars of the British Empire.
I need to go to the toilet.
Dan, you're 37 years old. You don't have to ask permission to fuck off. In fact, I encourage you to fuck off as often as possible.
But Roy's going to see me.
I thought you wanted Roy to see you.
But not like this. This is, you know, it's embarrassing for him.
No, it's definitely embarrassing for you.
I think it's embarrassing for sort of everyone involved, really.
Christ, what now?
It's Gareth.
What?
Gareth Southgate over there. Just watch him.
Get that off now.
Patrick.
Waistcoat. Off.
Get off me. Woody, why are you clapping?
The man's a hero.
You're Scottish.
Aye, but the way he made you all dream. And then he brought your hearts. He's great.
So are you talking about 2018 or 1996?
Both.
Why is Roy clapping? This is ridiculous.
Right. Back to my haggis.
Where's he going? Is he? Oh, my God, he's sitting at their table.
God, this mackerel is fantastic.
These badges, my.
There's not going to be enough room at the table. This is going to be awkward for Gareth.
I mean, it's just oozing. Try that sauce, will you?
They're bringing him a chair. This is unbelievable.
You're telling me, pal.
Oh, God.
Do you know, I'm sorry. I think I might call it a night.
Hey, Dan, don't be like that. At least pay for my meal first.
Yeah, how about you channel this negative energy into, actually picking up 3 points tomorrow?
You're saying it like we haven't picked up 3 points.
We haven't.
Yes, we have. We beat Brighton at home last Sunday.
Did we?
Yes! 3-0.
Ah, look, they don't count.
They don't count. Look, we're unbeaten and we haven't conceded. A win at Palace tomorrow and, you know, there's only one game left in August.
So?
I was just saying.
So the season ends in May,
I was just saying.
Wait, do you...
What?
Do you think you're going to win manager of the month?
Is that unrealistic?
Yes.
Why is that unrealistic?
Look at you, you've practically got a boner.
Ugh, I've got a boner now, have I?
Yeah, you're all hot and bothered under your waistcoat.
Fuck's sake.
Firstly, Dan, I'd like you to tone down all the effing and jeffing. Yeah, have a little respect. We're in the presence of greatness.
Who?
I'm here.
Sir Gareth of Southgate.
Hello. Hi. So sorry to interrupt.
Not that sorry.
No problem at all.
I just wanted to quickly speak to you.
Swansea fan, are you?
No. No, I'm not.
Norwich?
Still hasn't gone with Ashwood.
It's just, some of the language. We can overhear everything.
I didn't... I'm sorry. No. It's not me. I don't think that was my voice. Was it a Scottish accent, perhaps?
It's fine. We all get a bit carried away from time to time.
I just... Yeah, I know. I don't think it was me.
I believe you said something about having a boner. That's just what I've heard. I'll let you get back to your meal. I just wanted you to know.
No probs. No probs at all. Thank you. Enjoy your meal.
I hate being that person, but it's just the people I'm dining with,
It's no problem. I'm sorry.
I think nothing of it. Enjoy the rest of your meal. The mackerel is exquisite.
You naughty, naughty boy, Daniel.
Weird he doesn't know who you are. Household name and everything, that one England cap, that League Cup medal. Surprised you haven't been given your own chat show.
Don't, Patrick.
Don't what?
You're trying to wind me up further.
You okay, hon?
You know, a bigger man would have apologised as well then, would he?
What? What have I done?
How about Crispy Dildo?
Crispy what?
I have to say, I overheard you again. It's just, the company I'm with, they don't want to hear, dildo this and dildo that.
I'm sorry. I was trying to point out his expletives, not mine.
We can hear every word.
Understood. We're just heading off. I do apologise again.
Sir, could I buy you a drink as a means of apology? The champagne, perhaps?
Oh, no, you mustn't.
I insist.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Hopefully I can leave you in peace.
And us you, sir. And us you.
You are...
What?
You are a real twit, Patrick. You know that.
Why?
Fans can't have a creative midfielder to make them happy, but the diners can have a bottle of champagne.
A creative midfielder is £30 million, Dan. The champagne is 800 quid. Jesus.
Taking the side against me has cost you 800 quid. Bravo.
Look, going back to our earlier conversation, you know what you are, Dan?
What?
A magpie.
I turned Mike Ashley down. Thought I'd have an easier life down here with you lot. I was wrong.
You're a magpie.
And more nuts county than two.
And by that, I mean you're always chasing after the nice, shiny, new craze that everyone's going on about. Ooh, Gareth has a nice waistcoat. Unai and Manuel are sat with Woy. Maybe I'll get the Manager of the Month award.
Very self-centred.
The grass is always greener with you.
Our ground staff are fantastic. Focus on your own grass. It's green enough.
Yeah, exactly the point. Focus on the here and now. Take yourself out of the equation for once and do what's best for the club you currently work for.
Right.
The club that pays you £2 million a year and takes you out for dinner.
You know what else you are?
Oh, please, go on. Let's continue the character assassination.
You're a hypocrite.
Says the sporting director who's never seen a game of football.
I'm so sorry to do this, but could I ask you to keep your voices down? We've had a few complaints from other diners.
Yeah, of course, so sorry.
It's just, we do want to make sure that everyone has the best possible experience, yourselves included.
Hi, guys, I'm so sorry.
Oh, fuck off, mate. Put a cork in that bottle now. That's coming with me for match of the day. In fact, put a cork in every fucker on that table.
It's like that. I wonder if the manager would like to hear about this.
Which one, mate? They're all here tonight. Pellegrini seems like a fucking riot.
Sorry, what are you talking about?
Are we done now?
Yeah, we're done.
Aye, the Last Supper is complete. Now let's go walk you through the streets of Nazareth and nail you to a cross.
Can we get the Palace game out of the way first?
Yeah, why not? You might finally get to meet Roy Hodgson.
I've met Roy Hodgson.
Cap is a crap.
And there's the full-time whistle. Selhurst Park, not impressed, but Ashwood are going to be mighty relieved to claim a draw. 1-1 it finishes. Zaha, as influential as always. Ashwood concede their first goal of the season, but avoid their first defeat thanks to a late, late equaliser from Ivan Lloyd. And there seems to be a bit of an altercation here down by the dugouts. It looks like Dan Watson has rejected the handshake from Roy Hodgson. I can't think why. Bizarre scenes in the replay as the Ashwood boss clearly snubs Roy there. There must be something going on between the pair of them. I guess we'll find out a bit more.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Follow the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. This show is part of the Radio Stikhanov Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.